Jerry Bader Show, 1022. Target is offering a year free identity theft insurance, credit monitoring, after they were hacked. Now, 110 million customers, as many as, and a lot richer data than was first believed. Other retailers as well, Neiman Marcus named among them, others not yet named, do this memory scraping. The crooks came up with it because the security got better. And I don't mean to sound paranoid, but my belief is we just don't realize how fragile this whole system is. And I'm among those who have basically gone to it completely. I seldom have cash on me. And now it's like, ugh. And I always knew it in the back of my mind. We had a credit card hack before. They were spending it in grocery stores in Florida. And my credit card company just made us whole. But this is much bigger than that. And if millions and millions of people were to have their identities stolen, credit cards, I don't mean to be too drastic here, but could it actually really hit the economy? Rick in Stevens Point. Rick, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hi, Jerry. I just wanted to share with you an experience. We went through Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University about 12 years ago, and we have not had a credit card since. We use a cash envelope system and set aside money, for instance, for Christmas each month, so we pay cash. We do have a debit card strictly for emergencies, and we use that very, very little. It's interesting. Dun & Bradstreet did a study. They found that people spend 12 to 18% more with a credit card versus cash because there's no pain associated with giving up the credit card like there is with cash. So I would challenge you to take a look at it because you can do it.
Okay, here's
a little bit of discipline.
Here's what I would say. I don't doubt for a moment that you spend more with cards, particularly the credit card. The debit card, you know it's coming out right away. You do spend more freely. I don't think there's any question about that. And I think that's why retailers have made it as easy as possible for you to use it. These days, you don't even have to sign for what purchases under $50 normally, or $25. Some places as high as $50, Jason. And you stick the card in. They even ask you if you want a receipt. And it's become very, very convenient. I agree with Rick. I think my wife and I do spend more money as a result. I don't necessarily doubt that, particularly when it comes to big grocery runs. So should we get this? We don't really need it, but we could put it in the freezer. Yeah, okay. Next thing you know, you're checking out and it's pushing $200 or $150 or $175, where I never thought we were spending that much money. Now, it lasts for a long time. I mean, we bought a lot of stuff that's going to freeze, and it lasts for a long time. But, yeah, we do that. Where all of a sudden, whoa. Oh, really? Yours a lot more than that. Well, you got growing boys. Why don't you just have a couple of heifers? I've never had growing boys. I can't relate to that. They're not teenagers yet. You ain't seen nothing yet, Sparky. Wait till they're teenagers. They will literally eat you out of house and home. Although your older one is of that age where, yeah, he's getting close. Is he what, 11? Yeah. He's almost there. I would still say you can expect about a 30% increase on that. At least. It probably would be wise to start relying more on cash again. I'm going to be honest, though. It's going to be very difficult for me to go back. One, then I have to go and extract the cash. Two, I have to carry cash around. I will admit, and this is another Dave Ramsey thing. Dave Ramsey, you shouldn't do things just for convenience. But I do. I love convenience, and I'm willing to pay for it. But I think what this has illustrated is it is something of an illusion of security. Brad in Chippewa Falls. Brad, go ahead.
What I personally do is I get cash out when I get paid, and I use that for all my medium to smaller purchases. for the same kind of reason you do when you go, like, to the tavern and, you know, you want to buy a drink or whatever, you know, it's, you don't want to have to get the card out.
Right.
But the card does cost that merchant, you know,
right,
a percentage depending on the merchant and the deal they got with Visa or whoever.
Yep.
And frankly, if everybody went back to cash, like I used to do all the time was cash, it would actually drive the prices down, I think, on our goods.
It might, but you would agree, wouldn't you, Brad, we're never going to put that genie back in the bottle.
Probably not, and I do somewhat what you do, but only on the major purchases with getting the rewards and pay the thing off at the end of the month type of thing, you know. But
yeah, because if I do spend more money, I mean, a lot of times that's a couple of $100, you know. Next thing you know, you've got a few $100 sitting in there, and that makes it all the more attractive. And one of the credit cards I have, it's on where each quarter there's a certain sector of spending that gives you a greater return. Well, the first quarter, it's gas. I buy a lot of gas. And it's 5% on gas purchases. Do you know how much gas we go through? It's crazy. Robert and Gillett. Robert, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jerry. Two things about I had a lifestyle change where I started taking control of my finances because of whatever. I went back to writing checks and carrying cash for two reasons. I write checks because I fill the check out before ahead of time, so you don't get the eye roll when you're standing in line at the grocery store going, oh, God, it's a guy writing a check out. I just put the total in, and it's done. That's a little bit safer than a credit card. And the other thing is that I do carry a lot more cash now that we do have concealed carry in Wisconsin, because before they always made it, oh, if you carry more than $5, somebody's going to come out and rob you. Well, I don't think they're going to be robbing me if I'm carrying a 40 Smith & Wesson along with me, along with the $200 worth of cash that I'm carrying.
Here's a question. How many grocery stores still take personal checks? Robert? Oh, I guess he had to say what he had to say and left. To me, it seems like I see that sign at all of them. Sorry, we no longer take personal checks. Why should they? When they can either take a credit card or a debit card and they know that it's coming out of your account. I think this is going to be tough. We're not going to go back. The convenience is just too great. But I think what this has unveiled is there's a real threat here. Speaking of threats, will the Wisconsin John Doe witch hunt target the conservative media in Wisconsin? We will attempt to answer that question in 5 minutes, 10:30.
Things Jerry Bader, JerryBaderShow.com.